We are on Daf, Samaches, Samadalev. Ein meishibin chembini lemachtes schar. Lo yitain mois likach ben peiris lemachtes schar. Elim kein noisin lo ischoroi kepoyo. So let us see Rashi. Ein meishibin chembini lemachtes schar. Lo yeimar balabayis lechembini. A balabas shouldn't tell a chemveni ere peiris nimkorim b'shuk arba soim b'sela. The wholesale price of peiris is 4 sol for a sela. Ba'ato moichon b'chanus ruta pruta, and you sell them retail for pruta. U'mistaker so. In your revach is a so, that means you sell 3 saw for a seller, and you have a revach of a saw. Heilach peiris. Now I'll give you the peiris. I'll give you 4 saw of peiris. V'shei u'mecher tomid, and you'll sell them. V'revach nachlik, and we'll divide the profits. V'taime de milse. Now he's giving him the payers, and he's and they're dividing the profit. So the pashtus, it should be gewaldig. That means he's working, he's giving the schoire, and they divide the profits. And this is also, you're not allowed to do this. V'taime de milse mishum damrina lekamon hach iske. This inyan of an iske is palge milve upalge pkodim. So half of this iske is a milve, and half of this iske is a pkod. What does that mean? Stam amekabel pagamatye lemachtzis chav. Normally, when we make such a deal that he's giving schoire lemachtzis chav, you'll get half of the profit, I'll get half of the profit. Mekabel olav achayis chatzi hakeren ba'intzen v'zula. So the mekabel is mekabel on himself achayis, and half of the keren. So that means he's guaranteeing that he's going to pay for him 2 saw. That means the keren of 2 saw. 2 saw is a half of a seller, so he's going to pay him 2 seller. That means he owes him klor 2 seller. Achayis onsin, that means if these 2 saw cut nisrat, he is going to pay for 2 saw. Vizula, another thing, let's say the price goes down, and now these 2 saw are worth a quarter of a sela. He has to pay him a half a sela. He's mekabel achayis on a half a sela. Hilkach ahu palge, so on 2 saw, kivin the mechayiv ba'onsin, milve hiatzloi. So since he's achroi on the onsim of these 2 saw, so this is equivalent to a milve. Shrei shume hi etzloi b'mois kisharashuk. That means when he got these 4 saw, so 2 of these 4 saw, which is in the sharashe b'shuk, is worth a half a sela, he owes him a half a sela. That means whatever happens, a half a sela he owes him. He gets lost. He owes him a half a sela. Vidinoi little chatzischa, so memele, so that what the profits of that he's giving him a profit, he says, will divide up the profits. So that what he's getting profit from a half a saw is because he borrowed a half a saw. That means this half a saw, you have to pay me back. Whatever happens, you have to pay me back half a saw. So you borrowed a half a saw, and so fashteitza, the profits that you'll make from this half of saw belongs to you. You borrowed it, it's yours, and you make profit, so that belongs to you, to the Mekabel. Now, the other half of Saw is not, he's not Achoy on the other half of the Saw, the other half of Saw is Apikot. So the profits that come about from the other half of the Saw, so that rightfully belongs to the Noisin. It's yours. And we're making profit from your half or so. So those profits belong to you. So this cheshbon of their dividing up in the profits, so the cheshbon is a poshet cheshbon. It's not, it's a poshet cheshbon because half of the iske is a halva. So it's yours. So the profits which will come out of this half, for shteitzah belongs to you, because it's yours. You owe me for half a sof, so it's yours. It's a milvah. The other half of the iske, you don't, you're not mechuyev achayis, that's mine. So the profits that come out from the mechire of the other half belong to the noisim. So you have here, by an iske, you have a palge milvah, a palge pekodim, and the chelik and milveh alpi cheshbon the revach belongs to the mekabel because it's his. He borrowed it. So v'shteitzach the profit that he'll make from it belongs to him. It's his half a sof. The other half of the chelik apikodin belongs to the noisin. And I'm responsible for it. I'm not mekabel achayis, unse, zula, nothing. Whatever happens, what happens. It's yours. If profits were made from the other, hashteitzach belongs to you. So be'emesin, that's what they're dividing the profit, is no problem whatsoever. Because half of the iske belongs to the mekabel, so the profits rightfully belong to him. Half of the iske belongs to the noisin, so the profits belongs to him. So what is the problem? Nimtza misasek bechetzoy shel balabayis shupekoden etzloy bischar hamtonas mois amilva lefikachosa. But he's working. That means he's in the store the whole day. He's selling the foresaw the whole time. So he's selling his peiris. And he's selling the nicest payers. Why is he selling? Is he doing a service for the nicest? And he's not getting paid for it. So memele, that means his payers, so he owes him back. He owes him back a half a saw. I mean, that is the half a saw that you lent me, I owe you back. So finish. That's a halvah. I made profit from it. I made profit from my half a saw. So it's come to this Kenya Shekoya. This is my half a saw. The profits I made is from my half a saw. The profits you got from your half a saw. So the profits stuck. It's your half saw. That's also no problem. But I'm doing a service from you. I'm selling your half saw. And what are you paying me for it? Nothing. So pshat is, so why am I eager to do this? Because, listen, you lent me a half a saw, so I'll fakor es hatoiv, I'll do you a favor, and I'll sell your half saw. So that's ribis. Lefichach osa, that's why it's osa. Hilkach, ahi palge, the half, kiven de mechayev ba'onsin, since the chenveni is mechayev ba'onsin, milve hi etzloi, so it has a din milve, shrei shuma hi etzloi b'mois kishara shuk, that means they told them when he gave him the four saw, he told them two saw is worth half a sela, two saw is worth half a sela, so you achoy in half a sela. So the noisin was batuach al kaponim to be a hefzid. So it was batuach al kaponim, half of the iske he's giving, he's batuach, he's going to get back. Vidinoi litel chatzischar. In memele, the chembani that gets half the profits, so he's getting half the profits because he borrowed it. So the profit I'm making from the two saw is, it's my two saws. I made profit. So Pasesach belongs to me. But, and the other two saw, the profits belong to the Noisen because it's his two saw. So that's where the profits belongs to him. Nimtza misasik, but what is the problem over here? Misasik bechetshei shel bal habayis, shehu pikadin etzlo. He's working, he's selling. He's selling the chetshei shel bal habayis shehu pikadin etzlo. Bischar amtonis mois amud. That means, he, since you lent me two saw, I'm going to get profit from that, whatever it is, so loinzich, this Isaac lines it for me. I'll sell your two saw also. So I'm giving you a service for free. That means I'm selling your two saw and for free. Lefichach osa. So that's why it's osa. Elim kein noisin lo ischar amoloi bachatzi apikod. Unless you pay me for what I'm selling you. You have to pay me. I'm working for you also. So then, if you pay me, we'll see the rates, how much you have to pay. That is the sugya. If you'll pay me, then it's muta. So then there's no ribis whatsoever. So you lent me two so. I owe you two so. I'm making profits on these two so. Gewaldig. The other two so are your two so. And I'm selling your tuso. The profits belong to you because it's your tuso. But why am I selling your tuso? Because you're going to give me a payment for me. You're going to pay me for my services. How much you have to pay me? That's the whole sugi in the Gemara. How much you have to pay. But I need a payment for my services. The minute I get paid for my services, so then the din is, then, so then it's muta. But these you have to pay for the service. Now, before we go further, I'd like to mention one nekuda. We will have a whole sugya, but I'd like to mention a few sforis in Rishonim that this ribis, which we are speaking about, is a ribis tarabona. Min ha-toire, there's no problem whatsoever. And there's a few gishmakes for us to explain why it's not a ribis minatay. There's a beautiful svore in the Rashba and the Ramban that says as follows. This is not a real halbo. Why is it not a real halbo? Because when he gave him the two saw, he can't do whatever he wants with the two saw. He gave him the two saw with a condition. I want you to sell all four saw. He wants him to sell all four saw. So lemaise, the yad hanoisen, that means these saw, it's not pshat is that he gave him four saw and two saw, do whatever you want. He wanted to throw it away in the gut. You just owe me. It's not that way. There was an upmach, I'm giving you four saw and there's a condition what you should do with the four saw. I want you to sell the four saw in the store. I want you to sell it. And the chembani is obligated to sell all four saw. So the minute there's an obligation mitzad the chembani to do what the noisen is telling him what to do, so lemaise, he's not called a loiver. A loiver means milva loitzad mitno. You lend me $100, I'll do whatever. Don't tell me what to do with $100. I'll do whatever I want. I owe you $100. But I'll do whatever I want. Here the Noisen told him, this iske, there's a condition over here. You can't do whatever you want. I'm giving you four saw to sell in the store. So these two saw that the Mekabel was Mekabel Achayisan, it's not pshat, it's mine and I owe you. It's yours and I'm a kabbal achayis. That's pshat. It's a mas neshay machinam liyas kishoyel. It's pshat, all these four saw are yours.
and you want, I should be mekabel achais on the tuso. So in reality, it's not a true milve. Because if it would be a true milve, you can't bind me that I have to sell these four so. I can do whatever I want with these four so. If you're giving me, you're making conditions, what has to be done with the four so, under what conditions? I want you to sell these four so in the store. So I'm a chuyah, so that's, I'm not called a loivet. The minute you're taking away my rights on the two so, so it's your two so, it's not my two so. It's your two so. But you want also, I should be mekabel achayis on these two, so you want to make sure that you won't lose too much from the seisi. So in yisod, it's the four so are really a pekodin, all four so are pekodin, and I'm mekabel achayis on the two so. Because you want to make sure that you won't lose everything if the things go sour. So really, there's no halvo over here. There's no halvo. Because it's really the tuso that I'm a choiv are your tuso, not my tuso. But it looks like a halvo, since I'm a kabbalah chai, so it looks like a halvo. So we're speaking about a ribis tarabono. So since we're speaking about a ribis tarabono, we can see more of the kekulis in the sugya, how much he has to pay him already. That means we're going to have a whole sugya later, how much this noisin has to pay him for his services. We'll see that there's a whole sugya weiter. There's more of the kekulas. He does, he can pay him a minimum amount, which is, he's working 4 hours in the store and he can give him toivol imay betzir. You know what? We'll see later. If you'll come to my house, I'll let you dip in your chal into my ketchup. Finish a good talk. I paid you. That's cool. He can give him a minimum amount, a token of appreciation for working 4 hours in the store extra, which doesn't make sense. It's not oiskal, but since it's only a ribis darabono, though it's not a real halvo. That's one svar. And there's a second svar, it's a ribis darabono. Since he has the saivis IV in the store, it's not as a clear cut, which is his to sell, which is the, so Mamela, it's not called a real service. He's only staying longer in the store. He's not giving him any money. He's just giving him the service, which is, I'm working longer. So Mamela, so mitzad, these svores, it's only a ribis tarabona. But on this ribis tarabona, we have to cheshbon with, and that's what it says in the Mishnah. Now, so here there are two cases. The first case was, he gave him schoire, and he's in the store. That's one thing. Second case was, he gave him money to buy schoire. To buy schoire bizman hazoil, and to sell it bizman hayoike. Now, the first case, he's a retailer, and he's selling it. The second case, He's not selling it to pluta pluta. He's buying it in Tishrei when it's cheap. I'm giving you money to buy it in Tishrei. You sell it in Nissan when it's more expensive, and we split the profits. That's the second case. V'layite in mois likach ben peiris lamatzischa. Elohim kein noisen lo yischorei kipoi. Fine. Case number three. Ein meishiben tanagoylem lemechze. Now, here's also the same case. Now here the case was like this. Reuven had eggs, and Shimon had chickens that can sit on the eggs to the eggs should hatch. So Reuven gives the eggs to Shimon. We are shum the eggs. That means it's $100 worth of eggs. $50 you're achoy, $50 you're not achoy. Your chicken should sit on the eggs. They're going to get chicks. We'll share the profits. We'll share the profits. So again, this is the same thing. Again, here he's also doing a service. His chickens are sitting on the eggs. Ein meshivin tan legoylem lemechze. Vein shomin agolim v'sayochin lemechze. Elim kenois leischar amolayim ezoine. Now, as agolim v'sayoch lemechze means, I gave someone young calves or young horses or young donkeys, it's a shayla, but a sayach is, and you should be megadol them for 2 years, and then later we'll share the profits. Right, they're the same thing, because, yeah, Elim kein noisen lo ischar amoloi umazoyne. He has to pay him for the omol, he's been metapol. Umazoyne, here he's laying out money for the mazoynes also. So there is besides services that he's doing, he's giving food also. He's megadol agolim. He's megadol agolim for 2 years. He's going to share the profits, fine. But he's giving the food. Avol mekablim agolim v'sayochim lemechtz. Period. But if there's no upmach of a chayis, that means it's only I'm giving the schoire, you're giving the services, and that means you're not achoy for anything. That means I'm going to give you a golem worth $100, and you're going to take care of them for 2 years, and we'll split the profit, but you're not achoy for anything. So then it's a shutvis. Then it's takaposha to shutvis. I'm giving the schoire, you're giving the services, and we divide up the profit. If everything goes sour, so it goes sour. It's my loss. So that means, so then if there's no halva whatsoever, there's no halva whatsoever. That's it. Avo mekablin agolim b'sayochel lemechze. Period. Let's see what Rashi says. Ein meshivin tan legem lemechze lo shum beyim bedomin. Again, we're going to shut up the beyim, how much they are worth, lebal hatan legoilis. This person has chickens that will sit on the eggs. Lo yeshiva aleihem, legadol afreichem, lemechze schar. Ma sheyu afreichem shovim yoisa al demei habeyim. That means we're going to divide the profit, how much the chicks are worth more than the eggs. The hoyol v'sem mekabel olav again. Achayis chatzi demei habeyim. That means he's mekabel the achayis of half of the demei habeyim. Im yiskalkulu, im yamusu. Avalei pal gemilvet. So again, it's pal gemilvet. Sharei, the Bach says, Sharei kshahim nishoimim olav, v'domim ma'achsho, when he gives them the eggs, we evaluate right away, how much are these 100 eggs worth? We evaluate them. Demeim olav v'milvet. So half of the value, he's responsible for. That's a milvet. V'nimtza ze megadol es chetzei hasheini, he's megadol the 50 eggs b'schar hamtonas moisa, because you lent me 50 eggs. U'mezoinai mozni shum moitzi b'afroichim. V'in shomim agolim b'sayochim lemechza. Achshe v'in shomim kach v'kach. Again, the same story. We evaluate how much shomim, we evaluate now how much they are worth. Kiblum ale kablem olecha legadlem shnosayim lemachtzischa bimekabel, that you're going to take care of them for 2 years and they will divide the profits. Lemachtzis hefsedim yamusu. But if they die, you achoy from half of the hefsed. Avol mekablem agol mesayochim ktanim v'loy shumah. But if I give you a gol mesayochim ktanim, we don't evaluate what they're worth now. It's irrelevant what they're worth now. Shim yamusu lo yishalem klum. That means if they die, that's the loss of the nois, not on the mekabel. Vim yichyu yichalku b'neyim. So that's called shutvis. I'm giving the schoire, you're giving the services, we divide the profits. Now, let's finish the Mishnah. V'megad lenoisam ad sheyehei mishulosh. Now, the Mishnah is telling us a new din. That means, if nothing was spoken out, I'm giving you a golem sayochim, you should be megadol them. Nothing was spoken out, how long they have to be megadol them. So the Mishnah says that if there was no agreement written, the minig is that you're megadol them L'chsheyamdu al shlish g'day loso. That means till they become a third of their full growth. Shlish shoyer, shlish sus. Oz yechalku. Then they'll divide it. That's the upmach. That means they can't be chayzer. That was the upmach. A normal upmach is, if they didn't speak out anything, a normal upmach is that Fakert will divide the profits, but he has to hold it for till it grows a shlish of the godless of Asher. And then the Mishnah says further, v'chamer ad shetayi tayenes. And v'chamer, this man, when you give a sayach, you give a young chamer for someone to be megadolit, so the mutual understanding is, ad shetayi tayenes, till it can carry a masui, v'chamer megadol ad shetayi tayenes masui. Kach, so Memele, if they didn't say anything, that was the Yopmach. Now let's just start the Gemara. Now the Mishnah said, Elam kein noisen lei schoroi kipoyel. You pay the chenveni like a poyel. Zog the Gemara, tone kipoyel bottle. Kipoyel bottle. Now let's see what Rashi says. The we're going to learn the Gemara according to Rashi. Hoch Gosinen tonne kapoil bottle. Masnisen loy gersinen bottle. The Baraisa said, you pay him like a kapoil bottle. Frag the Gemara, my kapoil bottle? Mashme, let's see Rashi. So Rashi says, kapoil bottle mashme, kadam kamo odom reitze litoil veleishev bottle. Now that means like this. This was the Havamin of the Gemara. The Havamin of the Gemara was, you have a person who, by profession, he was a carpenter. He made $50 an hour. Right? $50 an hour. Right? It's a hard job. $50 an hour. Someone comes over to him. He says, listen, I have a business for you. You don't have to work. So I'll make you a chenveni. He tells him, the whole thing, I'm going to give you the perish, so the perish will be in the store. Now, you don't have to work as a carpenter anymore. So how much would a carpenter be masking to take off of his work and to have a vacation? Not to work at all. That means, so to make such a cheshbon, there's two inyonim. Number one, he's losing money if he doesn't work. Number two, he's resting. He has a vacation. So when you take both of these factors into consideration, so that means, like this, he made $50 an hour, but you're paying him for not to work. Well, take $10. Take $10. Good. He's taking $10. He's not there. But al kaponim, he has a day off. So you're going to pay him, not working in the store, you're going to give him $10. $10 is not considering the work of the store that he's doing. He's going to work in the store 8 hours. $10 is you're paying him as a poil bottle, how much it'd be masking not to work as a carpenter. You're giving him $10 al schar b'teile for not working. That's all. Frag the Gemara, my kepoil bottle. Hello, ain't yoishiv a bottle? This person doesn't have a vacation. A carpenter is masked to take $10 an hour if in this hour can do whatever he wants. You're giving him $10. He's losing the $50 an hour. You're giving $10. He has to work in the store. So why? He's not masking for $10. Why are you paying him $10? Halei ein yoishiv a bottle. Sherei tereyach lahoylech lavi peiris lachanus. He's bringing the peiris to the chanus. Velimka, he's selling them. Lekabel mois is to take the money. Velimde, that peiris, he has to weigh the peiris, measure the peiris. Why, what's pshat in this? You're giving him $10. Giving him $10. He's working 8 hours in the store. And then they give him $10 an hour. What kind of yosh is this? That's a rashlan. My kepoil bottle. Omar Abaye kepoil bottle sha'oise meloche di bottle mine. Omar Rabbi is a trashi, kapel botl shayis moch the botl. Im hoya nago a nafach. If he was a carpenter or a smith, kama adam roitze liter li botl mi melocha kebeda kazu, velasis melocha kalom, velasis melocha kalom kazu. Forget, we make another cheshbet. We make like this. Let us say, and this is the well amir de kechesbu we're making over here. I can make $50 an hour. A carpenter, good. A carpenter's hard work. I'm in the store now. Now let's say a person in the store gets $20 an hour. $20 for this work and get $20 an hour. I'm not masking to get $20 an hour to give up my $50 an hour as a carpenter. If you'll give me $35, leitzach the geschäft. Leitzach the geschäft. That means, so that's called, I'm getting rightfully paid for the 8 hours. That means, you're telling me I should give up this, I shouldn't be a carpenter, I should be in the store the whole day. So I'm losing $50 an hour. So Mamela, I'm only masking to this if you'll give me $35 an hour. So that is pshat in the Mishnah. You have to pay. Then it's not ribbis. But if you're going to, you can't give me $20 an hour because I'm not masking to give up a carpentry job. A person who doesn't want to pay ribbis would not be masking for such a thing. I have a job. I get $50 an hour. I should not become a clerk in the grocery store. Get $20 an hour. So it's a finish the geschäft. So, but if you'll give me $35, so leinzach then. So leinzach. So I'm not working so hard. You're giving me $35. So then I'm rightfully getting paid. I'm getting a good payment for being in the store the extra 4 hours, $35 an hour. So mamela, then it's not ribbis. That is how a kapoyel bottle shoyis malocha the bottle mimela.